This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. Now, let me ask you a question. How many times have you watched the TV, listened to radio, surfed the web, and something pops up that catches your curiosity? Something about technology, about science, about medicine, about the future, and you're all alone. You have no one to talk to. It's just you and the internet, you and the TV set. Well, here's your chance to talk back. Here's your chance to give me a call. Why don't you call me at 612-564-8135. And all we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Fantastic. Why should we scientists have all the fun? The number to call is 612-564-8135. You know, sometimes I'm talking to people and they say, well, you know, I have a question, but, you know, it's kind of dumb, kind of stupid, so I don't want to get on national radio and have people laugh at me. Well, look, chances are, if you have a question, chances are thousands of other people have that same question. No matter how dumb it is, somebody out there probably has been thinking about the same thing. So why don't you give us a call? And again, the number is 612-564-8135. And no question is too dumb to put on national radio. As I mentioned years ago, there was a 23-year-old gentleman who had to go home because there was a disease affecting his university. He had a lot of free time. And one day he was walking down a country road and he saw an apple fall. Well, nothing strange about that. And then he looked up and he saw the moon. And then he asked himself a question which changed human history. And that question was, if an apple falls, does the moon also fall? Now, that's a stupid question. That's a question that even a child would be embarrassed to ask. Does the moon also fall like an apple? Well, that young gentleman said, yes, the moon is also falling. It's in free fall, just like the apple. And then he went out to try to calculate when this moon would fall past the earth. And then he realized that, gee, the mathematics of the day were not sufficient to calculate that. So he said to himself, I'm going to create a new mathematics. That new mathematics was called calculus. That man was called Isaac Newton, the greatest scientist of all time. And looking at a child's question of the falling moon, he was able to get the law of gravity and able to work out the majesty of the universe itself. Every time we launch a space probe into outer space, it's complements of Isaac Newton's laws of motion. You know, we can shoot a space probe right through the rings of Saturn. That's how accurate the laws of Isaac Newton are. And we can do that because a 23-year-old gentleman asked himself a simple question. If an apple falls, does the moon also fall? Well, you can ask that question, too, by calling 612-564-8135. And go to my website if you want to find more about Science Fantastic. The website address is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It lists four of my New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, that is, humanity in outer space as we conquer the universe. Also, The Future of the Mind, talking about inner space. space, telepathy, telekinesis, mind reading, dreams, all that discussed in my book, The Future of the Mind. In Physics of the Impossible, I talk about time travel. I talk about teleportation. All the stuff you see in Star Trek, and in Peril, and also in The Physics of the Future, I talk about robots, jobs, the economy, who will have a job in the future. Okay, well, let's move right on now and take the first listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku, Albert here in San Jose, California. Hey, listen now, I heard you on another show via YouTube. That's how I, you know, catch your programs. And you were talking about laser projection. That's something new. I never caught that, to where they actually can project the digitized person through space at the speed of light. And that makes a lot of sense to me. Can you just go ahead and elaborate more and more and explain it more to us? Would it be our conscious, or would it be just the copy that you would be able to transverse these vast distances? Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Yes, in my book, The Future of Humanity, I talk about something I call laser porting. Well, first of all, believe it or not, we're gradually going to the point of digitizing the human being. That is, creating a digital copy of ourselves that lives forever. This is sometimes called digital immortality. For example, when you go to the library today, you take a book out about Winston Churchill. In the future, near future, you will talk to Winston Churchill, because he's been digitized. Everything known about him, his voice, his writings, his speeches, his personality, his quirks, his stories, everything known about him has been digitized, and he'll talk to a hologram, a holographic image that looks just like him, talks like him. And look, I would love to talk to Einstein. I would love to have an opportunity to sit down and talk to a digitized version of Einstein that has all his writings, all his thoughts, all his tapes, everything, his books, his theories, all of it contained in a digitized image, which is animated, talks just like him, looks like him. In fact, one day you may be digitized as well. All your credit card transactions, all your Instagram photographs, everything known about you, your voice, your jokes, your past, what people say about you, digitized, and this is going to happen very soon, not decades into the future. Eventually, we will have the Connectome Project where we will digitize the human brain. Already, we've digitized the brain of a fruit fly. We know that a fruit fly has 100,000 neurons in its brain, and we've digitized it. How do we know? Because we've sliced up, believe it or not, we have sliced up the brain of a fruit fly, analyzed the connections, reconnected the neurons in a computer, and we recreated the brain of a fruit fly, 100,000 neurons. Now, our brain is more complicated. We have 100 billion neurons, not 100,000 neurons. But one day, that'll be digitized too. Now, what do we do with it? First of all, when you die, all your thoughts, memories, personality die with you. However, if you've been digitized, that digital version lives forever. And what do you do with it? Well, one thing you can do is to create a library of souls, whereby you can talk to people who died hundreds of years ago because they've been digitized in the past. So your great-great-great-great-great-grandkids may be able to talk to you, their ancestor. Now, what else can you do? Another thing you can do is to shoot it into outer space. Information can be placed on a laser beam. Laser beams can be shot to the moon, where in 1 second, you are on the moon. I repeat, 1 second, you, quote-unquote, are on the moon. Your personality, your thoughts, your dreams, everything on a laser beam shot to the moon. In 20 minutes, you're on Mars. In 8 hours or so, you're on Pluto. In 4 years, you're on the nearest star. No problems of weightlessness, radiation, accidents, meteorites, no, none of that. You simply hop into the laser beam and you emerge on Mars. Well, let's take a short commercial break and I'll talk about whether this already exists. Maybe the aliens have already done it. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612 866-564-8135. Give us a call and be on national radio.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Yes, if you want to get on national radio, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Or you can listen in by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. We've archived many of our previous shows, by the way. And you can also find references to my 4 New York Times bestsellers. Well, before the commercial break, we had a question about laser pointing. How do we reach the stars without a rocket ship? Well, rocket ships are clumsy. You can have accidents, radiation, meteorites, and it takes forever to reach outer space with a rocket ship. Why not do it on a light beam? That's what I call laser pointing. One day we will digitize the human body. Everything known about you will be digitized. We can put that information on a laser beam, like we do the internet, shoot it into outer space. 1 second, you're on the moon. 20 minutes, you're on Mars. In 4 years, you're on the nearest star. This is the most convenient way to conquer the universe. Now, once you laser port to the moon in 1 second, you download your laser information onto a mainframe computer. Then the mainframe computer controls an avatar which is a robot that looks just like you. The only difference is that it's super handsome, super beautiful, and it is immortal, and it has superpowers. You become Superman and Superwoman on the moon. This means you can explore the universe in an afternoon. Think about that. 1 second you're on the moon, 20 minutes you're on Mars. You can easily explore the solar system in an afternoon. Have breakfast in New York, have lunch on Mars, have dinner on Venus, and come back for dinner back on the planet Earth. Sound preposterous? It is well within the laws of physics. Now let me stick my neck out. Let me stick my neck out now. I think that this may already exist. That's right. This may already be a reality. Perhaps aliens from outer space, more advanced than us, have already created a highway, a laser highway containing millions of souls that are being laser ported across the galaxy at the speed of light. And then the question is, are we smart enough to even know about it? Are we smart enough even to know of its existence? And the answer is no. We are so primitive. So primitive that right next to us, there could be a superhighway of alien souls being laser-ported across the universe, and we're too stupid to know it. But think about that. If you could laser-port yourself across the solar system, you could journey to many asteroids, many planets, just in an afternoon. On each asteroid, each planet, you would have superpowers. You wouldn't have to breathe the air. You would be able to lift objects that are extremely heavy and perform feats like Superman because you would be robotic. You would have the body of a robotic avatar, but look, just like you. So you would never know that it's not really you. And then the question is that really you? Well, to paraphrase Bill Clinton, it all depends on how you define you. How do you define you? Are you nothing but a biological entity, in which case we're talking to a tape recorder? Or are you the sum total of all the information known about your personality, your wants, your dreams, your desires, your history, your personality, your friends, all of that digitized? So the question is, what are you? If you can be digitized, it means you can live forever, you can travel the universe by laser beams at the speed of light, and how long would it take from your point of view? It would be an instant. You simply get on the laser beam, and immediately you wake up on the moon, you wake up on a distant star, you wake up in another galaxy. All of that complements the laws of physics. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Yeah, this is Reg Proctor calling from Tempe, Arizona. And I have three questions. The first one is, people say you can't, with entangled particles, you can't have instantaneous information transfer. And the likening to it is that, well, then you have to tell someone you looked at it, and that information has to go at the speed of light. What if, on each end, people had an agreed time, maybe like a heartbeat, right, which is happening every second or something, that a particular particle is going to be looked at, then you wouldn't have to transfer that information. Could you then be able to one end look at what the other end did and transfer information faster than the speed of light? That's my first question. In other words, the timing being pre-agreed might get around having to send that information. Secondly, I know this might be a potential alternative to string theory, so I don't know if you actually want to answer this, but have you ever looked at Garrett Veese's EH theory, which he quaintly terms an exceptional theory of everything? And if you have, I'm just curious if you have any thoughts on it. I think it's quite interesting, but obviously it's nowhere near fleshed out enough to be mainstream at the moment. So those are my three questions, and thank you very much for your radio. I love listening to it, and I'll be listening for long into the future.
Okay, well, let me take a crack at some of your questions. First of all, we get a lot of questions about entanglement, so let me explain how that works. First of all, it was Einstein himself in 1935 who published a paper trying to destroy the quantum theory. So Einstein said, let's take, for example, two particles of light, two photons, two electrons, two anything, and put them very close together so they vibrate in unison. So we have two waves describing two particles vibrating together in unison, then separate them. According to quantum mechanics, an umbilical cord, an invisible umbilical cord, emerges connecting the two, such that if you jiggle one electron, then the other electron senses that instantly, faster than the speed of light. In fact, you can separate these two electrons by a galaxy, so that at one point in the galaxy you jiggle it, and the other electron on the other side of the galaxy instantly senses it. So, aha, said Einstein, this violates relativity, therefore it's wrong. So Einstein relished the idea that the EPR experiment, Einstein-Podolsky-Rosen experiment, destroyed the quantum theory because information was traveling faster than the speed of light, and Einstein said, ha, nothing can go faster than the speed of light. Well, sorry about that, Albert. This experiment has been done. And it turns out Einstein was wrong. Sorry about that. There really is something which goes faster than the speed of light. But you know, Einstein has the last laugh. That's right. Einstein still has the last laugh. Wherever he is, he's grinning someplace, because you can calculate the rate at which his information is traveling. And even though it's instantaneous, the information is useless. It is useless, random information. You cannot send Morse code. You cannot send a television program. You cannot send the internet on this device. So Star Trek fans, of course, would love to have a device that allows you to contact Federation headquarters at the speed of light. And they think that maybe entanglement will do it. Well, on Star Trek, they talk about subspace. Subspace communicators allow Captain Kirk to talk to galactic headquarters at the speed of light instantly, faster than the speed of light. Well, sorry about that. It turns out that quantum entanglement does not work faster than the speed of light for usable information. Now, here's an example. Let's say you have a red sock and a green sock, and you put one sock on red, and the other sock is going to be green. You got that? One leg, you put a red sock, and the other sock, you put a green, or vice versa. Let's say one day, a friend of yours does this, putting on socks, and you lift up one pants leg. It is green. Now, what is the color of the other sock on the other leg? Well, obviously, it's red. Any idiot knows that, right? Now, the question is, how fast did you know that? Once you knew that one sock was green, how fast did you know that the other sock was red? Well, instantaneous. Einstein would say, aha, this did travel instantaneously, faster than the speed of light, but it is useless, random, useless information. So sorry about that. You cannot go faster than the speed of light with information. Einstein has the last laugh. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135, and you can get on Science Fantastic.
GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Well, the lines are open. You can give us a call at 612-564-8135. Or you can also go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and listen to previous shows of Science Fantastic. And before the break, we had a very interesting question. First of all, information. Can information travel faster than the speed of light? Well, the answer is yes, but it is useless information. It is gibberish. It is random information, not usable. That is, you cannot send Morse code. You cannot send tomorrow's stock market quotations. You cannot send tomorrow's Wall Street Journal via quantum entanglement, which does send things instantaneously, but is useless. Random information. Sorry about that. So if you're a Star Trek fan, we still don't know how to make a subspace communicator that allows you to talk to someone faster than the speed of light. Now, the questioner had yet another question, and that is, well, he knows that I work on string theory, which is the leading candidate for a theory of everything, but he asked, what about another theory? Well, I'm not familiar with the theory that he mentioned. However, let me say this. So far, scientists agree that the unified field theory, that is, string theory, seems to work. It's very hard to test, in fact, impossible to test with today's technology. It predicts many universes, not just ours, so there are criticisms of string theory. But what about an alternative? To my knowledge, and correct me if I'm wrong, to my knowledge, there is no alternative. All the other proposals, including things like loop quantum gravity, do not give you a theory of everything. So what is the bottom line? What's the problem? What is the bottom line for a theory of everything? A theory of everything is actually quite simple. It has to include two things, just two things, and you too could claim to have a unified field theory. First, it has to include the standard model of the quantum theory, with all the quarks and all the mesons and all the leptons. All of that has to be included in the standard model in any unified field theory. It is a theory of almost everything. Second, it has to include gravity, a quantum theory of gravity. If you put these two together in a finite form, you will be recognized not just as a Nobel Prize winner, you'll be recognized as the next Einstein. So far, the only candidate is string theory, though it is not testable, and especially with today's technology, maybe tomorrow's technology, but not today. And so far, there are no other alternatives. All the other so-called alternatives have either shown to be incomplete or mathematically inconsistent. Sorry about that. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Professor. My name is Steve, and I'm calling from Hungary. So, after thinking about Fermat's principle, I got a question popped up in my mind, which is, how does light know which is the shortest way to take? Thank you, and I'm really a big fan of yours.
Well, a call from Hungary. That's one of the advantages of being on the Internet. You get instantaneous communication around the world. Well, first of all, we have something called optics, a theory that was worked out by the Arab and Greek astronomers centuries ago. And one of the principles of optics is that light takes the shortest path between two points. Now, here's a question that is sometimes given to high school kids. Take a mirror. Oh, we have another short commercial break that we have to take, but after that, we'll ask a question. Does light always take the shortest path between two points? Well, once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can have your thoughts heard on national radio.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, if you want to get on national radio and ask a question that's always been bothering you, then give us a call at 612-564-8135. And all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from. And perhaps you can ask that question. Make that comment and get your thoughts heard on national radio. So once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a question that came in. And that question comes from optics, that it's a theory of light, which we teach here at the college. And that is, well, light. Why does light take the shortest path between two points? If I have point A and point B, and you ask, what is the shortest path between point A and point B? It would be a straight line. Now, let's say you take a mirror, and you have point A above the mirror, and point B a distance away, but also on top of the mirror. And a light beam goes from point A, bounces off the mirror, and then hits point B. And then the question is, what is the shortest path between point A, the mirror, and point B? Well, at first you may say to yourself, that's really hard. I mean, you would have to draw all the light beams that go from point A to the mirror and point B. Well, no. Get a sheet of paper and draw the mirror, a straight line. Draw two points next to the line on the right-hand side, point A and point B. And then draw a line that goes from the point A to the mirror, bounces off the mirror, and goes to point B on the same side of the mirror. You may say to yourself, well, that's very difficult. How do you calculate the shortest path between point A and point B? Well, what you do is you get a mirror and simply draw the mirror image on the left side of the mirror. So point A is now has a mirror image on the left side of the mirror. Point B has an image on the left side of the mirror at all. Now draw a straight line between point A and the mirror image of point B, and bingo, you have the answer. It is a straight line. A straight line that goes from point A through the mirror to the image of point B. So light really does take the shortest path between two points. Why? Well, that's the principle of optics, but it also comes out of something called Maxwell's equations. You see, the laws of light obey an equation that is well known, has been known for 150 years, and it's called Maxwell's equations. Maxwell's equations are so powerful that they're used in lasers, in radar, in telescopes, microscopes, you name it. Anything involving electromagnetic radiation is described by Maxwell's equations. In fact, Maxwell's equations are so powerful that Einstein was able to extract from it the consequences of light traveling at the same velocity in any inertial frame. And that became the basis of relativity. And so the reason why light behaves the way it does is because it obeys a higher equation called Maxwell's equations. Now, this means that other particles have their equations as well. The electron has its equation called the Dirac equation. The Dirac equation allows you to calculate the properties of electrons anywhere in the universe. The Dirac equation. And then the question is there an equation which describes all particles? That would be the unified field theory. So far, the only theory which allowed you to describe all particles by an equation is string theory. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Professor Kaku. This is Paul Yazdani. I listen to you on the podcast on the internet, and I live in Bel Air, Maryland. My question is regarding electromagnetic waves. I understand the electromagnetic waves propagate through space at the speed of light, but how about magnetic waves alone? Namely, when you turn on an electric magnet and pulse it, does the electric pulse travel at the speed of light? I thank you and have a great day.
Well, the answer is yes. Both electricity and magnetism travel at the speed of light. In fact, what was the breakthrough that Maxwell made? One of the greatest breakthroughs in the history of all of physics is when Maxwell realized, well, oops, I got to take a short commercial break. Well, after the break, I'm going to talk about one of the greatest insights in the entire history of physics. An insight that led to Einstein's theory of relativity, an insight which is unfortunately very not known by the average person, but which makes possible many of the wonders in your living room. And once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these, large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Before the break, we mentioned that something happened about 150 years ago, one of the greatest insights in the history of physics took place. What was that? Well, first of all great scientists have had that flash of insight which changes human history. One of the greatest insights of all time took place when a 23-year-old gentleman by the name of Isaac Newton, a young student at Cambridge University, watched an apple fall. He saw the moon, and then he asked that key question, if an apple falls, does the moon also fall? And from that, he got the theory of gravity, the theory of mechanics. Einstein, when he was 16 years old, had that similar insight when he asked himself a simple question, can I outrace a light beam? The answer to that took him 10 years, and he created the theory of relativity. Well, there's another great insight done by James Clerk Maxwell of Cambridge University in the 1860s. Most people don't know this insight. What he did was he calculated the motion of a moving electric field. Like you take a rod, electrify it by rubbing it, and wave it. It creates a wave. He calculated the fact that that wave creates a magnetic disturbance, and that magnetic disturbance then creates an electric one, and it goes back and forth, back and forth. So an electric disturbance creates a magnetic one, creates an electric one, creates a magnetic one, dot, 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 dot. And he realized that what you get from this is a traveling wave. Then he calculated the speed of this traveling wave, and he was floored. Absolutely floored when he discovered that the speed of vibrating electric and magnetic fields is the speed of light. And then he made that prophetic observation, this is light. What is light? Ever since humans first opened their eyes, we've wondered, what is this mysterious thing called light? Well, it was worked out by one of the greatest insights of all time, when James Clerk Maxwell, calculating the speed of vibrating electric fields and magnetic fields, found out that both of them vibrate together at the speed of light. And then he made one of the greatest insights of all time. This is light. That's what light is. It's an electromagnetic field. And by calculating the speed of it, Einstein was able to realize that that speed is constant in all moving frames. That gave us special relativity, which in turn gives us the atomic bomb and the energy of the stars. That's why the sun shines. Amazing. Simple insights. Insights that in principle children could have propel human history. Unfortunately, the only people who don't know this are professional historians. Okay, well, let's take the next listener phone call.
My name is Ozma Cunnington, and I'm calling from Chehalis, Washington, and listening to North Carolina's WSTC 1010. And the question I have is, the dinosaur bones and things they find on the Earth, could those have been in matter that they built the Earth with and never really came from our Earth? Thank you very much, and I love your program. Bye.
Okay, well, I didn't quite understand the question you raised, but let me try to answer it. First of all, the dinosaurs ruled the Earth for about 200 million years. We humans have only been on the Earth for about 100,000 years. But the dinosaurs ruled the Earth for 200 million years, and they suddenly vanished 65 million years ago. And we think it was an extraterrestrial object, an asteroid or a meteor, which hit the Earth and created a cloud of debris so great that it blanketed the sun, dropping temperatures around the planet Earth so that plant life would die, plant-eating dinosaurs would starve, and meat-eating dinosaurs would also die as a consequence. So even though the dinosaurs themselves came out of the Earth, came out of debris that made the Earth, an object from outer space destroy the dinosaurs. And then I think what you're getting at is then the question is, well, where did the dinosaur material come from? And that also originally came from outer space. Because where did the Earth come from? To the best of our knowledge, the Earth is about 4.6 billion years old. The Earth and the Sun and the planets were formed out of the same protostar, and so the whole solar system was created about 4.6 billion years ago by the accumulation of dust, which eventually accumulated rocks, and these rocks collided with other rocks and meteors that eventually gave us the Earth. Now, we can actually see this process in outer space by looking at baby planets in formation. We can actually do that now by examining baby planets in formation throughout the universe. We see that the basic pattern is the same. First, you have a dust cloud, a spherical dust cloud, which will eventually become the sun. As it collapses, it forms a disk that is rotating very rapidly. At the center of the disk, you have the sun, and then the planets are condensed out of the disk. The planets then form out of the condensation of the disk by random collisions of debris getting larger and larger. Eventually, gravity takes over, so these planets begin to gravitationally attract other large objects, and you get collisions. And that's where the Earth came from. The dinosaurs came from that, but the dinosaurs themselves were eventually wiped out by another piece of debris. So our solar system is not fully formed. That is, it's in a continual process of formation. We still have the debris left over from the ancient solar system, and that debris is potentially dangerous. For example, it wiped out the dinosaurs. And as I mentioned in my book, The Future of Humanity, unfortunately, the dinosaurs did not have a space program. And because of that, they're not here today to talk about it. We do have a space program, and so perhaps one day we may be able to avoid the fate that afflicted the dinosaurs. Okay, well, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. seen the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above, redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen, showing the way in Silicon Valley, and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.